You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. I'm joined in studio by a couple of familiar faces, Beck Feldhaus Adams and Shelley Baskin, but in a different context. You're talking about Basque House, and it's your new radio group. And thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having us, Tracy. I appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting us on.
And I think the logical place to begin is the beginning. What is the genesis of Basque House?
Oh, man. Well, I guess it kind of started after both of us were looking at leaving the actual professional part of public radio and moving into different positions. So what I wanted to do was do more of a local content show that put national issues in focus, and I wanted Beck to help me co-host it. But, you know, everything gets in the way, time kind of slipped away, and so that kind of faded as a goal. But then Beck came back with me and said, let's do a different show and let's just tell stories from the area. And so that's where we started with. We said we're going to tell some stories about people from our community and kind of put it into a different focus than you would normally see on a show on a public radio station locally.
We have had a lot of fun kind of searching for the stories in our community. As you know, Tracy, living here for quite a few years, there are so many unique characters in Western Kentucky, and we've also traveled up to Metropolis. We have a lot of stories that we haven't put together yet, so there's still a lot that we want to get to. The first two stories that we're telling on Just Next Door, which is our 30-minute flagship show, are of a professor at Murray State University. He's a father of four and the director of the graduate program in organizational communication. And the second is an MSU alumnus who I actually was in concert choir with. And both of them, I just kind of started talking to them, and they had these really neat stories that unfolded. And I pegged it in my brain a while back and then thought, you know what, they need to tell these, and I really want to create a space to do this. And so talked to Shelley, and we said, well, we've got a lot of other stuff to do, but this is really worth doing, and it has been.
Well, let's talk about episode one. It's called Hope Ninja. It airs Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. here on WKMS after Marketplace. When did you know that David Gessler was going to be the subject of the first episode of Just Next Door?
I actually have Dr. Gessler for class, and so he was speaking in class and called himself a Hope Ninja. And right at that very moment, I still have the notebook where I wrote down Hope Ninja, Just Next Door, tell Shelley. And so I went back and I texted Shelley and I said, hey, dude, we got to do this. This is a really good idea. And so we went over really with no expectation, because we don't want to ever put anybody in a box that necessarily won't fit them. So we just opened it up, talked to him, went to his house, met his kids, kind of saw what their life is like now. And it turned out to be a really great story.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't want to give away too much of it, but I'm going to play a couple of excerpts from it, and then we'll talk about it afterwards. This is a couple of pieces of sound from Hope Ninja. It's the very first episode of Just Next Door. You can hear it Tuesday at 6:30.
I've kind of figured out through this whole, you know, one of those epiphanies, there's no good way to die, to be honest with you. They're all messy, I think. One of my buddies on my college football team about 6 months prior had died in a car accident. And that was awful. It was like 1 minute he's here and the next minute he's gone. And there's no time to say goodbye. There's no time to do anything. On the flip side of that, I had a year, almost 11 months with Ashley. And I'm just not certain I did anything more to prep myself for her dying, if that makes any sense. And so in its own way, there's no good way for people to die.
On Friday, September 28th, 2012, Dave was lecturing to his research methods weekend class about research validity. Dave went off on a tangent, something that's fairly normal in his classes. As he described his philosophy as realistic optimism, Dave called himself a hope ninja. Of all the other sidebars and musings he throws around in class to keep students interested, hope ninja stuck.
When I just said hope ninja that one day in class, it just grabbed a hold of me. And like I said, I could not, it was not all me. because I couldn't. I tried to get it out of my head, and I couldn't. You know, Daddy, I'm hungry. What's for dinner? I don't know. Make something, because I'm writing about Hope Ninja. You know, I've got to get it down, and I'm trying to conceptualize this thing. So Hope Ninja wouldn't have happened had Ashley not died. I would never be so trite to say Ashley died so Hope Ninja could be. No. However, because Ashley died, Hope Ninja came to be.
A couple of excerpts from Hope Ninja, the first episode of Just Next Door, which airs Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. on WKMS. Well, Shelley Beck, I don't know how much you want to reveal about this, but those are just two cuts taken kind of out of context. Just kind of explain Hope Ninja just a little for us.
So what Hope Ninja is a idea right now that Dave Gessler has that he's trying to, we call it sneaking up on people with hope. He's talking about how if you just go at somebody and say, you know, be happy, don't worry, blah, 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 they're not as likely to take you seriously. They're saying, you know, how do you know what I'm going through? How do you know how I can be happy? But if instead you go up and you're just kind and, you know, drag them slowly in the right direction, they're going to be a lot more receptive to it. So he's formed this nonprofit idea where he wants to go out, and he's got a lot of different directions he's going with it right now. But he hopes to kind of release it to the world and hopefully start sneaking up on people with hope.
Music is kind of sneakily prominent in that episode. Which one of you basically conceptualized interweaving the music with the story? Was that kind of collaborative?
I did all the music. I did the editing and everything like that. Beck does a lot of the writing. And we just actually kind of leave each other to their own devices. We work on it together a lot, but we aren't generally sitting there saying, you know, we should do this, and this is the next step, and, you know, what do you think, and going back and forth. We just kind of do it, and, you know, the other person hears it, and if it sounds right, it stays in. If it doesn't, we tweak it. But, yeah, it just, the music in there, because there is a lot of depressing themes, we wanted to kind of keep the mood moving towards that hopeful feeling, you know, something that would let people know that, you know, when he's talking about his wife's death, which is just, you know, horribly tragic, very young person dying, someone he obviously cared a lot about, and you're sitting there saying, man, this is really depressing. Is it ever going to end? And so the music was kind of there to say, don't worry, it gets better.
And one of the things, the dynamic between Shelley and myself is kind of throughout the day, he'll send me a text saying, okay, so I've got this idea. And whenever he says that, I kind of have to pin that and write down, okay, when I'm done with whatever I'm doing, I really need to pay attention to this, because usually it's a fantastic idea. And I think Shelley and I had the good fortune to go to the Third Coast International Filmless Festival, which was a great training event for us. And Roman Mars, we got to go to a program with Roman Mars, who's a fantastic podcast creator and producer. And he said something to the effect of, I say yes as much as possible and only quit strategically. And I think that is the perfect summary sentence for how we're treating Basque House, is that we want to tell stories in any way that is the best to tell that story. Of course, it's steeped in great audio, but we're doing an art excursion right now with visual artist Joe Duncan. So he is providing, we're kind of doing an art trade. I provided the first sound profile. He answered with a visual piece of art. He started the second one. I provided the profile for the second, and then we did a double blind for the third round. So we're just trying to go and find anybody else who's interested in telling great stories and see how we can collaborate with them.
You see, a lot of people have that spark of inspiration, and you'll say, oh, I want to do this. I can do radio. But most people never do it. So why did the two of you actually follow through on that promise?
That's all on Beck. She she kind of dragged me kicking and screaming into doing it. I would have sat there and come up with ideas all day long, but never really put pen to paper. But No, Beck definitely dragged me along on that one.
Sometimes he's not as happy about me dragging him as others, but I try to think of it as polite persistence. You just have to do it because both of us have day jobs and are working on a graduate degree, so it's very difficult to find time. And so I guess the thing is that at the end of the day, both of us have to stop ourselves from working on radio until 2 o'clock in the morning, and that's what continually tells me that I should be doing this.
See, I have to do that too, but I actually get paid for this. You're doing this. You're doing this out of your love of the medium, which is pretty remarkable, I think. Let's briefly tease the second episode of Just Next Door. It's going to air on November 26th at 6:30 p.m. It's a bit lighter in tone than the first one.
Yeah, so the second episode is called Love in the Time of Skype, and it details the relationship from beginning to its current stage of Jonathan and Meghna Raj, who are a young couple living in Murray, now commuting to Nashville, and also Canada. I know that's confusing, and that's kind of the exact mood that they're in right now. They're working with the immigration process. Jonathan and Meghna met kind of in a semi-arranged way, and we explain that more because they both have Indian heritage. Meghna is from India. Jonathan was raised here in Murray, but his parents are Indian, and they have really kept that as kind of a persistent theme in his life. He's very proud of his cultural heritage, but kind of your stereotypical American guy, and to have this marriage kind of come up from an accidental meeting was a surprise to both of them. And so it details how they met, what they've gone through, and where they are in their immigration battle right now. So it's a lot to deal with, but it's a really fun story.
Well, tell us about your launch party tomorrow night.
We're going to have our launch party. It's open for everyone. So if you're listening, please, I'm talking to you. You are invited. It'll be at Holmes Restaurant, which is on North 641. If you know where Circus Gate is, it's just next door to Holmes Restaurant.
Sounds good.
And it'll be at 7 p.m. tomorrow. That's Friday, November 15th. We are collaborating with a number of really tremendous folks. We have Rick and Nikki King of King Studios in Paducah. They are going forward great guns with their production studio. So they're going to come down, help us out with our interview corner. Brent Webster, who is a fantastic guitarist, is going to open up with some live music. Debbie Danielson from the Murray Art Guild, some of her friends are going to come over for an interactive storytelling project. And Shelley, do you want to talk a bit more about what people can expect at the launch party?
Yeah, we've got, you know, a lot of storytelling-oriented pieces that we're trying to put together, something to kind of get people into the frame of mind of looking at what makes a good story, what's something interesting to tell, and even turning something that seems ordinary into something extraordinary by finding the little point that tugs at you and, you know, makes you want to say, hey, everybody, listen to this. And we've got stuff for kids, too. We've got I guess they're going to color a Basque House logo, and we're going to use that in some of our media. It should be a pretty fun time.
Yeah, it's going to be very family friendly, so bring your kids. If they love storytelling and any sort of creativity, we've been in touch with a lot of the other nonprofits in town, and they've been helping us to promote this with Playhouse in the Park, with the Murray Art Guild, and they've been tremendously supportive. So it's a really great community to be doing something creative. In addition, it's kind of a drop-by, stop-in. We are going to have a logo cake made, so there will be cake there for everyone who attends. I guess first come, first serve, really. And we're really excited because we have friends coming in from Paducah, from Louisville, from Murray, of course, and from other surrounding communities. We're just tremendously grateful for the people who have supported us, who have been patient with us when we don't call them back as quickly as we should. Our parents and family members, and all the people like you, Tracy, who have been telling us, yeah, keep going, keep doing this. So WKMS has provided us material support, of course, and it's just going to be a really fun time to reflect on what we've done and to continue pushing forward and kind of focus on where we will go.
Well, I can't wait to see where that's going to be. Beck Feldhaus Adams and Shelley Baskin are the co-founders of Baskhaus Radio Group. The premiere of Just Next Door is Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. here on WKMS. Thanks for being on Sounds Good.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much, Tracy.